So continuing now on the WikiLeaks discussion, the candid leaks of the diplomatic cables was responded to with something less than candor from this familiar voice.
The president was, as an understatement, not pleased with this information becoming public.
I wonder what he really said. That's the understated press secretary, Robert Gibbs, of course. And here's the main point that federal officials are making. Here's U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder.
It puts at risk individuals who are serving this country in a variety of capacities, either as diplomats, as intelligence assets. It puts at risk the relationships that we have with important allies around the world.
But was it a criminal act? I mean, if it puts people at risk, okay, but was it criminal? Here's Attorney General Holder again.
We have an active, ongoing criminal investigation with regard to this matter. We are not in a position as yet to announce the result of that investigation.
That is the response from, as you heard, the press secretary and the attorney general. But you've had some responses as well on whether or not these leaks are a crime or an example of freedom of the press.
My name is Bobby Free. I'm a retired enlisted military man. I do think the WikiLeaks are treason. I don't think it can be tried as treason, as this person is a foreign national. But the active duty military, U.S. military person that leaked these documents should be hung as far up in the sky and dropped.
So Julian Assange cannot be tried for treason as he's not a U.S. citizen, as that caller points out there. And the debate continues on our phone lines.
I think the clear impact of this release is going to be devastating. I think that's exactly why WikiLeaks did it. I think this is an anti-American effort from top to bottom.
Now, that's not surprising comment from John Bolton, who's been on this program a number of times.
He's a former U.S. ambassador
to the United Nations. He is a diplomat. It'll be interesting to have seen some of his. I mean, he's someone who has a reputation for talking candidly.
Exactly. On the air, on the record, what he says off the record would be very interesting.
But here's someone from Massachusetts who has a comparison of Julian Assange.
Julian Assange is no more than Osama bin Laden's partner. It's time that the people of this country put pressure on the government to track down this person and take his website off the internet. It is nothing more than treasonous, and it is costing people lives. When are we going to start making people follow the law?
Well, we have plenty of listeners, though, who have support for Julian Assange. And our website, Marissa Solomon of Staten Island, says, freedom of the press. If our government didn't have secret dealings in the first place and operated in the open, we the people would be the checks and balances that we should be.
Richard Karnatz goes so far as to support Assange's sources. He posts that Bradley Manning, who's suspected of leaking the latest documents to WikiLeaks, is one of the last true patriots. Instead of all the backroom backstabbing that usually makes up U.S. foreign policy, we should have our policy out in the open. And our last responder said that WikiLeaks may be in a gray area, neither crime nor some sort of patriotic achievement. One listener from Colorado texted us, some believe the freedom means you can do whatever you want. Real freedom is the ability to adhere to restraint in the midst of freedom. And another text from Massachusetts says this, I think it's more like gossip. It's one thing to expose corruption or illegal activity. To just expose personal correspondence is lazy and trifling. Well, the president isn't regarding it as lazy and trifling.
However, the New York Times Bill Keller says that we knew all this information and what we really get is this sort of color, these little private moments.
It's the pattern and the scale, which I think gives you a different kind of picture.
Right.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.